I never thought of putting my VMs on an external. That's actually a really good idea because I usually don't use them when I'm away from my desk. It's pretty convenient because, like, my Windows VM is eating up, like, 450 gigs. But it's essentially, like, my second computer. It's, like, it's the Windows machine that I need for work with all the crap that I need on it. And with Parallels, I think the minimum Windows SSD size or hard drive size I can make is 250. So some things I learned, you know, I regret not getting a 2-terabyte MacBook. This one's only a 1-terabyte. I regret not getting the Pro Max. I got the Pro. So next upgrade cycle, which who knows when that'll be because this thing's going to run forever. That'll be what I do. But that's actually a really good idea. And I've noticed the same exact thing. Just simple stuff, like trying to program an ICOM HD in my VM. It's a pain in the butt. I can't get the drivers to load in right for the USB cables.